Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
It is the Brett Mega Show. Happy Friday. It's the unofficial weekend, kickoff of summer. Memorial Day weekend only symbolizes that. But what also Memorial Day weekend is pays tribute to those men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes.
So many women, men and women paid that sacrifice so we can go to the lake and we can go celebrate with our friends and family and we can barbecue and have a great time. We have that freedom because of so many men and women who have served our country. And I know there is a Veterans Day and Memorial Day, but I do like to honor them and keep them separate, but I also think it's not a bad thing to ever remind yourself to say thank you to the men and women who are still alive, who have served our country, who are currently serving our country. We can do more than just Memorial Day weekend. So try to take a moment to thank a veteran, to highlight that moments in your life and realize and take a deep breath and just be like, man, I have this freedom because someone else doesn't, right?
Absolutely.
Yesterday, Hannah and I were at the Biz Dash, and I mean, kind of, because Hannah was at the Biz Dash. I showed up after the Biz Dash.
You know what's funny is we both left like far in advance.
Yeah.
Too.
I got stuck in traffic for over an hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I missed the stage announcements we were supposed to do. Hannah did it with Alex.
Was there something else going on yesterday? Is that why?
No. Mainly where the Biz Dash was the Energizer Park.
Yeah.
And where most people park is at Union Station. And so, like, because you pay to park, I just feel like it was a delayed process. Like, because I got zipped down there pretty good. It was getting into Union Station. I just sat there because, like, they'd run your ticket, they'd make you pay the $5. Then the next person would go and it just took
there
forever.
There was a couple of things. One, I thought last year parking was free. So that's probably why it went faster last year. But also, I'm scared that there's like a hate page for me out there online now because I waited in line for a good 30 minutes and then I was noticing like time is ticking. I'm literally supposed to be on stage in 3 minutes. So I had to cut the line and like cut in front of people. And I'm scared there's a hate page for me out there for doing that.
Everyone's
I feel
pissed.
So
I
bad.
Doubt it.
I feel so bad.
It was super.
AB actually started it.
Yeah, AB is the creator of the hate page.
That's funny. Yeah, it was a pain. I actually missed the whole stage announcement thing. So then I just.
It was really fun.
Great, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hey. But way to hold it down. But the Biz Dash is always cool because it's just like a bunch of businesses that go down there. They get to actually have a drink with their coworkers. They go and walk a 5K or run a 5K. Normally, the weather is really nice. And I don't think we had bad weather. It was brisk, though, last night. It was a brisk night.
Yeah, I was like, Brett, please tell me you have a sweatshirt in your car. He didn't.
I keep a clean car. You should appreciate that.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Every year, about 2 to 4 college or professional mascots make it into the Mascot Hall of Fame. And this year, the St. Louis Cardinals' Fred Bird is on the ballot.
Hell
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now, to be considered for the Hall of Fame, a mascot must be an active mascot and must have been one for at least 10 years. Fred Bird's been the mascot for the Cardinals since 1979. He actually got into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame in 2018, but this would be the icing on the cake to put him officially into the Mascot Hall of Fame. He's up against some pretty stiff competition, though. Okay, Wooly Bull from the Durham Bulls.
Never heard of him.
The Oregon Duck.
Oh.
Wow.
S.J. Sharkey from the San Jose Sharks. and the Leprechaun from Notre Dame.
Wow.
Just to name a few, yeah.
How many usually get in, you said? Just only
just about two or four, and there's a large amount this year. So they choose from that. There's a committee that submits, and then you, as fans, get to choose who makes it into the hall. You can vote until midnight on May 24th, so vote today and tomorrow at mascothalloffame.com.
I heard that Oregon Duck, he's doing anything to get in there.
Yeah, exactly. The mascot who receives enough support to be inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame is going to be announced in June.
Well, go and vote for Fredbird so we can get him in there. That's cool. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. We're at a Memorial Day weekend barbecue, unofficial kickoff of summer, and someone's grilling out and hanging out, and they offer you a piece of meat from the grill. Are you choosing burger or hot dog? Let's just keep it simple with those two.
I would be upset that there wouldn't be a bratwurst as an option, because that's what I always opt to, like at the lake or whatever.
That's funny you said that, because in a recent survey, I'll cover it and keep it moving, but it's the number one overwhelming, all of the Midwest, everywhere in the Midwest chose bratwurst as their number one meat.
Really?
Yes.
Love me a good brat. Yeah. But if the options are between burger and hot dog, I'm going cheeseburger plain with a Thousand Island.
Memorial Day does not have a Thousand Island dressing sitting on the table.
Yes, they do.
Okay, respect.
I will bring my own.
That's funny.
In my back pocket.
Now, if we're talking Nathan hot dogs,
yeah,
we're talking those.
All beef.
I'm doing that one. Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Big Nathan's guy.
Yeah, that's like a fancier hot dog. I grew up on Oscar Mayer. No offense, Oscar Mayer. Your bologna may have a first name, but it's not hot dog.
I have not had a good hot dog in at least a year. Like, every single hot dog I've eaten has been a little bit sketchy, and I love Quick Trip hot dogs. Those have even been bad.
What?
So I have to go hamburger.
Okay, first off, I never understand people who like roller dogs.
I grew up on those. I've always been obsessed.
People love them.
My mom has one every night.
The last three I've gotten have been weird.
I don't trust those at all. I do love a good hot dog, man. There's something, when you cook a good hot dog off the grill, that is something special. Mm. I like smash burgers, like that, like skillet kind of like fried. I do like a burger off the grill, but I feel like if I'm going to choose the ultimate burger, I like a smash burger off that like flat iron kind of thing. I love a hot dog on the grill, so I'd probably choose hot dog. Hot dog number one for me.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, Hannah, I'll read a headline. You either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. We know people are busy, so let's do this in 2 minutes. At the end of 2 minutes, you'll know everything people are talking about. List came out, high school grads confessing their most unhinged senior pranks.
I love senior pranks.
We released five grease pigs in the school, and they were labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
Oh!
So all the administrators were looking for number 5 all day long.
So they greased up the pigs that even if you tried to grab it, it would like slip out of your hand?
Made it a pain in the ass, and then they didn't know how many pigs were released in the school.
Six.
And so they kept looking for this fifth pig. That is genius.
That is
they really
brilliant.
Put time and effort into that
if
prank.
They would have put the same amount of effort into their math final, they probably would have agreed. Teeners took a cow up to the second floor of the schools. Cows can walk upstairs but can't walk back down.
Well, that makes me feel bad for the cow.
I know, that is kind of...
How do you get it out?
All 325 grads had one...
Out the window, I guess.
Yeah, I bet you they carried it. All 325 grads had one marble. The principal was confused with the first kid shook his hand and gave it to him. Then he looked at us all in terror when the second kid did that, realizing what was about to happen.
We just kept getting marbles?
When you were like walking across the stage.
Oh.
And then he's like, where do I put it? Because it's in the middle of the ceremony. Right. And the next kid comes up.
I feel like my high school class did something like that.
That's who submitted it, actually. It was AB's high school class.
Yeah, that was me.
Let's do one more. My class released 1,000 crickets into the halls. They heard chirps for a couple of years.
That sucks.
Years.
Wow.
Years.
Ew. Anything with bugs, like, come on. Yeah, no.
The seniors took forks from the cafeteria throughout the year and gave them back at graduation as they crossed the stage.
Oh, the same thing.
Like, yeah, like, kind of like, yeah, like, where's all the missing forks in bed?
I got marbles and forks I can't hold anymore.
Yeah.
I like that.
We hired a mariachi band to follow around the principal all day.
Oh, I love that.
We spent our entire time on these, but these were great.
They were.
Seniors really just, they figured it out. The future's good, guys.
My high school listed my principal's car on, like, Marketplace to sell it.
Nice.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There you go, like an Airbnb.
Make some money.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Ben, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I am great. The real question is, are you good enough to beat Hannah?
I'm not sure. I hope so.
All right. All right, Hannah, are you good enough to beat Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at the confidence, Ben. That's what I need from you. Ben, are you good enough to beat Hannah?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hannah, you leave the room. We're going to ask Ben 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you guys both, Ben, the same question. So Hannah can't hear when she's outside the room. So good luck. Okay, Ben?
All right, thank you.
All right, this country star recently shaved off his signature mustache that he's been rocking.
Morgan Wallen.
All right. Lady Gaga is now one win away from an EGOT. What is an EGOT?
The award for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Boom, nice. My God, Ben, there we go.
You EGOT that, correct.
Gosh. Yeah, I love you. Justin Bieber's wife had to defend her marriage to Justin. Who is he married to?
Haley Baldwin.
Yep. Yeah, I like the maiden name reference too. There we go. What fashion magazine is Haley Bieber on the cover of?
Vogue.
Vogue.
That's right. Nice
and
job.
Which company's slogan is "Just Do It"?
Nike.
Boom. Ben, you got 4 out of 5. Only miss one.
All right.
All right. We'll see how Hannah does. See how she can get 4 out of 5 when we bring her back in one song.
All right. Thank you.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah's walking back into the room. Ben, who is doing awesome, just got an awesome score at Hannah's homeschool. Ben, tell Hannah how many that you got right.
I got 4 out of 5.
Ben was good. He was real good.
That is awesome sauce.
All right, we're going to ask the same 5 pop culture questions to Hannah. When Ben was answering them, Hannah stood outside the room. She couldn't hear the questions or the answers. Got to get at least a 4 out of 5. Tied goes towards Hannah's record. All right, this country star shaved off his signature mustache.
Riley Green. I had many people DM me about it. And guess what, guys? He still could get it. I'm still into him.
Really? All right.
Stash or not.
Okay. Lady Gaga is now one win away from an EGOT. What is an EGOT?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Boom,
hey,
there you go.
You EGOT that too.
You EGOT that too. And you got EGOT the same joke as Ben did.
Okay. Wrap it up.
Justin Bieber's wife had to defend her marriage to Justin. Who is he married to?
Hailey Bieber.
What fashion magazine is Hailey Bieber on the cover of?
Vogue.
Which company's slogan is Just Do It?
Nike.
5 for 5. Wow. Hannah, yes.
All right. Well done.
Damn, Ben. Only question you got tripped up on was Riley Green. And the only reason Hannah got it is because she has a lot of pictures, like almost stalker style, up in her room of that mustache.
He's above my fireplace.
Ben, you got to say this. This is Ben and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ben and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds. All right, we're about to kick off the unofficial kickoff of summer. That's what Memorial Day weekend usually is for everyone. But we're able to do that, like head out to the lake or go and grill and hang out with friends and family and take a deep breath because of the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice so we can have that freedom during Memorial Day weekend. So when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music, please think about those men and women who have served. Let's give you the Megamind question of the day. In a recent survey, this finished at the top and bottom of the best burger toppings. A lot of people grilling out this weekend. What burger topping do you think people just absolutely obsess or absolutely hate?
I'm going to say mustard.
Good
answer.
I feel
like that's a pretty split even. And I'm a split voter myself. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I want to throw up.
I despise mustard. So I do know there's people that love it, and there's people like me who I despise it.
I got three in my head.
Whoa!
Because I get it. I get why they would finish at the top and the bottom. I'm going to say onions.
Onions.
I think onions
good
is
answer.
One of those that, you know, you either love it or you hate it.
Bottom.
I'm going to say tomatoes.
Good answer. Ooh. Good answers, guys. And it makes me want a burger right now. No one got it, though.
Oh, really?
Yep. It finishes usually number one or two. Or, like, almost dead last or second to dead last, depending on if you are a fan of this or not. What burger topping finishes either at the top or at the bottom? 314-531-9898. Do you think you got it? Another one?
I think another one just came in my head. I think I got it.
All right, let you take a guess with everyone else at 718.
Mega Minds!
All right, we are officially commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. For the unofficial kickoff of summer for Memorial Day weekend. We get to celebrate Memorial Day weekend, though, for the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice, so thank you for them. Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. In a recent survey, this finished as, like, the top of the burger food chain of toppings and at the bottom, too. People either hated it or loved it. A lot of people be eating burgers this weekend. What do we not want on our burger? What do we desperately want?
Okay, so it seems like the Brett Mega Show fans all collectively said basically one answer on the text line, which is crazy because they never all do that. But mainly everybody said pickles.
Yeah, that's the third one I was thinking of.
I have a different guess.
Yeah. You have a different guess? Okay.
I'm going to say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise? Ooh. You would condiment again, too, because you had mustard before.
Yeah.
Kevin's third time was a charm, and the Brett Mega Show family got it correct.
Yeah, you know, and I think that that's because it depends on the pickle. You know, I mean,
I don't like pickles. I love
bread and butter pickles. Like, those
some
are
people,
awesome.
Yeah, my wife loves pickles. Like, she'll load it up with pickles. Hate them. So I could see why it finished like number two on. I think number one was always cheese on the burger.
Yeah.
And then it was pickles at two, or people had it at the bottom. I'm like, oh, I hate pickles. Get it off my burger. That's where
I had a pickle last night. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's go back to school on the Brett Maga Show. So we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. You can turn it down now, okay?
I was jamming to the Alice Cooper.
My headphones got blown out.
I thought he'd have a little bit more like a little Billy Madison, like back to school, back to school. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you wanted?
Kind of, yeah, like a little
bit more
back to school, yeah. Or
we
school's
got the rock
out.
Version going.
School's out for the summer, too. Like a little
Alice
bit more
Cooper.
Violent. Yeah, or even just a little, like, school's out for the summer.
All right.
So what we're going to do, because Memorial Day weekend is kind of like that unofficial kickoff of summer. A lot of people taking their finals, school starting to get out and wrap up for the year. We're going to take you back to finals. And so hopefully you guys studied and did, you know, the overnight crunch last second. Were you guys, like, studying up for your final last night? Yeah, okay, good
All
answers.
Night.
I have first grade, second grade, third grade, and fourth grade level questions. I'll go to each of you. Here's how it works, though. It's not once you miss, you're out, because AB always misses on the first round. Mm-hmm. This is, you get extra points for the grade level. So first grade level questions are worth 1 point.
Oh.
Second grade levels were 2 points.
Oh. So I get to embarrass myself for every grade.
For every grade. Oh, and
wow. You might come swinging in with a fifth grade
and
question.
You can still win late in the game if you just get one right. It's never over, okay? First grade level question number one. We'll go to Hannah first. How many legs does a spider have?
Eight.
Eight legs. That is correct. You're on the point board for 1 point.
Nice. Why do I know that?
What is the name of the planet we live on, Kevin?
It is the planet Earth.
All right. A, B. Did you know that one?
No, that really baffled me.
How many states are in the U.S.? AP.
52.
Tell me you're lying. You're messing with us.
I don't know if it's 50 or 52.
I don't know if it's 50 or 52.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is it Hawaii, like an outlier
or
something?
Can I steal?
No, you cannot steal. Are you going to submit 52? I feel like
okay,
we have to.
Okay, I guess I'm submitting 50.
Do you guys... All right, I'm going to give you...
What's the answer?
I'm going to give you, it's 50.
It's 50, yeah, because I was going to say, oh, wait, I'm sorry, New Utah was just officially added.
Oh, my God.
And West Florida.
Girl, you just said 52.
Why are we confused with the 52?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Hannah thought the same.
I'm with her on this. I can't laugh at her. I would have said the same thing.
Yes. Stop. I don't know if
it's 50 or 52.
No, it's 50. It's not like a sports team.
Why are people adding the two?
Yeah,
sometimes?
No one is adding the two.
Why?
No one does.
That's what Amy and I learned in school.
No, it's not.
You learned 52?
Teachers in their car are crying. Like, okay. Who taught you? Your teachers, like, probably that once taught you in school, have now just given, they retired. They literally just turned in their... Like, yeah. It's over.
Okay.
I have girls on the radio yelling out 50.
I get her brain.
No one does it. No, and stop saying people say 52. Yeah,
yeah. Wait, yes!
Maybe they said eventually Panama could be a state.
No, Kevin, stop.
I'm telling you it's something with like Hawaii or something.
Okay, 1 point for everybody. God help us in the second grade.
All right.
What are the three primary colors, Hannah? This is worth 2 points, remember?
I always was so bad at this. Red.
Yep.
Red, blue, green.
No.
Dang.
Yellow.
You can't just keep yellowing out colors.
Red,
no
blue,
points.
And yellow.
Yes, that is
colors.
A primary color.
Crap.
Which planet is known for its rings, Kevin?
Saturn is known for its rings. Kevin. But so is Uranus as well, but Saturn is the primary one.
All right. AB.
What?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Uranus?
I think you like
Uranus.
I call it Uranus. I call it Uranus
because I taught second grade. Because when you call it Uranus,
yeah,
oh,
I had a feeling that
Uranus
was the reason.
There.
And then now you did that.
What?
You guys never passed second grade.
That's right.
All right, AB, God help you. Mm-hmm. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Seven.
Yes.
Roy G. Bibb.
Okay,
yes.
Thank God.
Roy
thank
G.
God.
Bibb.
Okay. That was a total guess.
You're not going to believe this, but AB and Kevin are tied for first place right now.
Unbelievable.
We're going to go to third grade right after Katy Perry, if you're still here.
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Maybe.
Oh, back to school.
Maybe. Maybe we'll prove it. Memorial Day weekend is kind of like the unofficial kickoff of summer and school starts to wrap up. A lot of people doing their final exams and things like that. So we're having our own final exam here on the Brett Maga Show. By the way, we're able to celebrate Memorial Day weekend and go out to like the lake or the Ozarks or go smell a barbecue with our friends and family because of the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice. So thank you. We are putting Hannah, Kevin, and AB through a final exam. First grade level, second grade level questions were hard enough. We're about to move on to third grade and fourth grade.
We already have people texting and saying they're worried about us.
I'm worried
and
about you guys.
And we're fine.
No.
We're fine.
Who said you're fine?
That's me and AB.
All the teachers who taught 52 states are what's going, these guys are great.
Yeah.
They remembered.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All these people are trying to text in and say, oh, you guys are thinking 52 cards in a deck. No, we're not. We're thinking there's 52 states.
Hannah,
and really, you can't convince me otherwise.
Hannah swears it's not her fault that she thinks there's 52 states. She's thinking, she's literally throwing a teacher under the bus.
I seriously think I was taught that too.
We're about to call up both of our high schools and blame them
there
entirely.
There never were.
When do you learn about that? Elementary school?
I'm starting to, with their conviction, I'm starting to believe that those it's the teacher's fault, not Hannah and AB's. All right. How it goes up, it scales up, so you get 3 points here. You guys know how to count to three at least, right?
Sometimes.
So you're not out of it. You can get a 3 points for a third grade level or 4 points for a fourth grade level question. Let's start with you, Hannah. How many letters are in the alphabet?
I know this one.
26.
26? You didn't know how many states?
I didn't know that one. I'm kidding. I was going to say 27.
It is 26. So nice Hannah job. Is now in the lead. She has 4 points. Kevin, who is on the board with three points.
Okay.
This is worth 3 points, Kevin. Which land animal is the fastest?
The cheetah.
The cheetah is correct.
I would have said tiger.
Good thing we didn't ask it to you. Kevin's got six. AB, you are tied for the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's a math question.
Ugh.
What do you get when you divide any number by zero? It's worth 3 points.
The same number?
The same number? So
no.
Like if I were to do 10 divided by zero, it'd be 10?
Yeah.
No, the answer is
zero.
The answer is zero.
Right.
Like how many points
you
just scored.
If you multiply by one, it's always
it's the same.
Same.
That's right.
Okay. Let's start with AB.
I knew that.
Okay. Good. Let's start with AB because this is AB's chance to get in the lead. She needs this to have even a chance, guys.
Dumbest thing I've ever said.
Yeah, Hannah really was acting like no one else knew that.
Like, yeah, like you were like just. I did see you like brag. Like, oh man, I know.
Duh, and there's 52 states.
I know.
Duh, you idiots.
I know how to multiply and divide by one, guys. Look at you. What a flex. God help us. All right, you need this to stay alive. 4 points up for grabs. It will immediately propel you into first place, all right?
Okay.
Fear. What do you call a group of lions?
Oh, I have no
That's
idea.
That's really hard.
No, it's not.
It's a fourth grade level
on.
Question. It's really... This is for the lead.
I literally, a posse.
No.
That's a good answer.
It's a den of lions.
No, that is wrong. Yes. No.
What?
It's den is where they sleep.
A group of lions. Yes, yes.
Is it a pack of lions?
No.
Herd of elephants.
Wait.
Guys, you're going to freak out.
What is it? What is it?
A pride.
Oh, a lion's, okay, yeah, that makes
that
sense.
That is not common knowledge. That in my life, I've never heard that.
All right, Kevin, let's
stick with- A pride of lions, yeah.
Let's stick with you, Kevin. What type of animal lives both on land and in water? Your wife is a science teacher,
right.
Kevin.
Right. You mean an amphibian? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Yeah. Smart man.
All right, Hannah, how many sides are on an octagon?
8.
Boom. But you did not score enough points to beat Kevin. Kevin did get the win.
What?
Because of 1 point differential. You missed that second round. Kevin had a 5. You had a 4.
Yeah,
4 points were worth there. Kevin beat you by 1 point.
That's right.
We have a lot of people very upset on the text line.
What do they say? Read some of this. Hold on. Actually, text in whatever you want right now. You have 4 minutes to text whatever you want about that test. Give them a grade, score them, and then we'll read your mean text on the air. 314-531-9898. We're actually going to offer up mean text to you right now. I don't even know what that was when we did that little final exam back to school game. I asked first grade level, second grade level, third grade level, fourth grade level questions to my friends here on the Brim Mega Show, and it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Official kickoff of summer, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people taking final exams. You guys all get Fs. When, Hannah, you guys started to get text messages coming in from probably your teachers that are embarrassed for you. What were people saying on the text line?
I mean, we have a lot going on here. Carolyn said, I love my USA flag with 52 stars. Me too.
AB literally
my flag
asked,
has 52 stars.
AB literally asked during a song, saying, well, the flag has 52 stars. Is that maybe why I thought it was 52 states? We're like, no. The flag has 50 stars for the 50 states. That's what the stars are
right,
for?
Yeah. And 13 stripes for the original 13 colonies.
I know
right.
That one.
Yeah, there
yeah.
You go.
And then teacher Angie texted in, she said, I'm so sorry, but anything divided by zero, like you can't do that. You can't have no
yeah,
groups
that's
divided
why I was
by
confused.
Zero. So good luck. And a lot of people are saying, Brett, your test is incorrect. You can't take 10 slices of pie and divide it by zero. It's an error. You can take 0 slices of pie and divide any number and still get 0 slices of pie, which is what he was thinking. He's still wrong.
Oh,
see,
wow.
I'm really smart.
Man.
See? Wow. Is that what they would have covered in third grade, though? Because I just felt like you would have gotten the fact that you can't do it in zero.
Yeah, 8 divided by 0 is what you would have seen.
Yeah,
we've
gotten 0.
And then we had a lot of people like this text. That was low-key so embarrassing for you guys. I mean, it was funny, but I fear Hannah and AB just want to live out their dumb, blonde, bimbo dreams. It's a little sad, but you are loved nonetheless. That doesn't feel loving to me. Honestly,
AB is a brunette.
Seriously. And this is fake blonde, okay?
I think they think we were like kidding, but that was
genuinely
us.
No, that was real. I was trying. I was really trying hard. Alicia texted in and said, how did you guys not know that lions are a pride? Didn't you watch The Lion King? Hated that movie. I was a Nickelodeon
kid. I watched The Lion's Den.
Kevin was watching a different movie.
Right. We had Disney Minus.
I will defend you guys, although some of it was bad. The people who are texting in, it is a lot harder when you're doing it on the radio and someone puts you on the spot.
Totally.
Like, you think about it and you know it. And
we
then
probably wouldn't have gotten it regardless, but yes, it's harder.
but right. I mean, it was so funny. You know, Hannah, immediately, 26 letters in the alphabet. And I'm going, when did we add two other letters? It's like the new states.
But a lot of people are trying to recognize or like understand why AB and I swear there's 52 states. This makes sense. This is so confusing. Hannah and AB were thinking Hawaii and Alaska don't count in the 50 states. They're definitely wrong, but that's where they got 52. Why is there states that aren't included?
Okay, why would you not include a state and then get higher numbers?
Right, exactly.
They're probably thinking those don't count, so they added extra.
I know what they're saying.
The contiguous United States, the ones that are connected,
we were
and then
taught
there's
wrong.
Two other ones.
No, okay.
That's it. The 48.
Two territories of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Why can't we just have it all be one number? 52. All be one state.
How about this? There's 50 states in the United States of America as we get ready to celebrate and honor Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's just remember that, there guys, right? 50 states. Right.
Yes. Learn something new every day.
Yep. You guys are never going to forget that ever again. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So there's been a big update in Taylor Swift's involvement in the It Ends With Us court case. I'll tell you all the details in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So if you guys thought the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively court case was over, no way. But there has been like a little bit of light shed in the case, I guess, because it's just been reported that Justin Baldoni and his team have now dropped their subpoena against Taylor Swift. So she's out. She's done. She's not involved anymore. And if you were wondering why was she involved in the first place, Taylor Swift and Blake Lively were really good friends, and they invited Blake Lively and Ryan invited Justin Baldoni over to their apartment. And then once he arrived, Taylor Swift was there and like kind of like using her power, whatever, to persuade Justin to do certain things with the script and kind of like, you know, navigate the movie in a certain way. And people were saying that Taylor Swift's power was very persuasive and that wasn't really fair.
Almost like bullying.
For Justin to be, you know, kind of pinned up against. So that's why she was originally involved in this case, but now she's no longer involved. Justin's representatives say, we supported the efforts of Taylor's team to squash these inappropriate subpoenas directed to her counsel, and we will continue to stand up for any third party who's unjustly harassed or threatened in the process. And then Blake's team kind of came out with like a nasty little response. They said, Taylor was faced with having to justify themselves in federal court, and then they folded. So they're kind of being like, haha, like, you guys folded. We're stronger than you. But
I do think, like, you play with Taylor and you play with fire. Like, you.
I don't really agree with that.
He immediately had to withdraw because Taylor said, don't. Her lawyers literally said, you don't involve us, and they had to pull it out because I didn't really understand the subpoena anyways. Like, if Taylor has an opinion about the movie, Taylor has an opinion about the movie. I don't know if that's really considered bullying, but it does go to show you if you're going to sue or involve Taylor Swift in a lawsuit, you better be careful because she's not going to play and she didn't play.
I still have confidence. Like, okay, great. Pull Taylor Swift out of it. Pull back your subpoena. I still have confidence that Justin Baldoni has so much evidence against Blake Lively in this case that I don't see this as them folding. I see this being like, okay, well, we still have this website of an entire, you know, thing. I don't see this as them like even bowing down. I don't think they need Taylor to win this thing.
Well, agreed. I just felt like one, it does show you the power of Taylor. I think that's what they're saying is like, you try to play with Taylor and they said, we don't play.
Right.
But I also think it doesn't have anything to do with the lawsuit against Blake, which is something we said originally. Like, yeah. I don't know why Taylor's involved in this.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that Justin Baldoni tried to involve Taylor Swift in it, because if Taylor has an opinion about a movie, Taylor has an opinion about a movie, but that doesn't seem like bullying to me. Like, it just seems like, why is Taylor involved? Mm-hmm. You and Blake have a different opinion that will be settled in court on what happened on that set, but Taylor has nothing to do with this, and now she does have nothing to do with it.
Right, now she's gone. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Parents, tell me if you've ever struggled when it came to naming your kids. 314-531-9898. And tell me if this statement is true. Boys are so much harder to name than girls. It yes. is impossible to... Thank you. It is impossible to name a boy.
I agree.
314-531-9898. I was telling you guys, my wife and I are having a baby. My wife's having a baby, and our family is growing. And we're down to the wire here. We're going to have a baby next week, guys, and we don't have a name for the kid. I don't know. Nothing. We got nothing. It is. But this same thing happened for my son. Like, I think it was... About 10 days, 9 days roughly, when we came up with a name for my son. My daughter, we knew Emerson. We loved it. We loved the name, loved all the nicknames. My boy, firstborn, 10 days out. Now, third kid, boy, soon, no name.
Do you think that it's not even just like the gender issue you're having? Like, you think it's harder to name a boy? Or do you think it's just your third kids? Like, you've gone through
all the names I like.
Yes. Yeah. No. You only like
two. I don't have that many kids. No. There's like four or five girl names that, like, before we found out the gender, when you're like, oh, I wonder if it'll be a boy or a girl, and you're like, do you like the name? There was like three girl names that we all like, oh, that's an adorable name.
That's so
name.
Weird to me, because, I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know how hard it is to make the final decision of choosing a name. But I feel like girl names are harder because you can go more unique with it and it's not as weird, where I feel like guy names, like, you want them to be more quote-unquote, like, normal.
Classic, maybe?
Yeah.
Less normal.
I feel like, for me, I feel like the hardest part would be, like, running into the issue, no matter what gender the baby is, of, like, knowing someone with that name. Or, like, my sister was a teacher's assistant.
Oh. Yeah.
And so she had, like, 1,000 kids that she didn't want to name her kid that, because she knew a kid that was named that already and they were bad or whatever.
My wife's a therapist for kids, and so she worked with kids so much, that does come up a lot.
Yeah, and the difficulty too is when you get to your third child now, I mean, you know, then you start looking at family members who've already taken some of the names you liked.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're in a part where, like, when Sarah and I were trying to choose a boy's name, okay, we knew it was going to be Kennedy. And we were like, okay, we got it now because we're doing this presidential thing with the kids. Well, we can't do Lincoln. I don't want two kids that were assassinated.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? So, and you're
that
like,
was a consideration for real when you were both in the presidents?
It really was. And you're, looking, and you're like, well, how about this one or this one?
Do you
one?
Think one day someone will say that about Trump? Like, well, he was attempted to be assassinated, so he's cool. He could stay on the list. I can go with Donald.
I don't know. Like,
Donnie.
Yeah,
I don't
right?
know,
like,
you
that's
know?
Crazy that well, that was a consideration yeah, of the assassination.
So we settle on Jackson. Then you're like, man, the way he treated Native Americans, that was a bad call. So you're like, oh, man, I don't know.
Really?
And so, you get like name regret. I understand
sure.
it totally.
It is definitely very stressful because you feel like you're just picking this thing forever. And then, like, for both my son and my daughter, though, I love both of their names and I couldn't see them as anything else. But it's interesting that, like, the entire pregnancy for my boy, I never knew a name, and now I could never see him as anything else. And so I'm wondering if that same thing will happen if you went through the same struggles as me. And how late were you in the game where you didn't have a name? Was anyone at the hospital and still did not have a name? 314-531-9898. Feel like I'm in a helpless place or hopeless place trying to name this baby. My wife and I are having baby number three. My wife is pregnant, and we're getting close to the end game here, getting down to the wire, and we still do not have a name. And I just feel like because he's a boy. And I think boy names are just so much harder than girls. Did you have the same trouble? 314-531-9898. Katie, you had some advice for me on coming up with a name? Katie?
All right. Hi.
Are you there, Katie? Hold
yes,
on,
I am.
Katie. Let's.
Oh, she's there.
I had a feeling. Katie, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I've worked with infants for 12 years, and I've had a lot of parents come to me who are having a sibling for the itty-bitties that I've been taking care of, and they've been like, we can't find a name. We like certain names, but they don't sound right to us. What do you think we should do? And I always tell them, look for a meaning of the name that really connects with you. Like, for instance, my parents, they named me Catherine because Catherine in Latin means purity. So look for the meaning and definition of a name, the history of a name.
That's happened.
I love that.
That's right. Really awesome. Yeah. That's right. Instead of how it sounds.
Sometimes, though, that's happened in reversal of us having, like, this name struggle thing where, like, I'll like a name and I'll look it up and I don't like the meaning. Like, I hate that meaning. Scratch it. So that's happened in reverse for me. That's just, like, how much trouble I'm having. Colleen, I don't know how you do it. So, Colleen, you have a huge family. How many people are in your family where you just started running out of names?
My dad is one of 7 kids. My mom is one of 8. I have over 150 cousins.
Oh, my.
Do they all have different names?
There's got to be duplicates.
Yeah, you just gave up.
There is actually only 1 or 2 duplicates, but middle names are the same, some of them.
Wow.
None of my kids have the same name as any cousins or family members in my name.
That's crazy. So you just start looking up, like, what other names are available. You just start, you throw, like, all 200 names in ChatGPT and, like, spit out some names that haven't been used. Sarah, your family, your parents were at the hospital, didn't have a name, and it got bad at some point, huh?
Yeah. They actually were in the elevator getting ready to do discharge papers, and the doctors said, you cannot take this baby out of the hospital without naming her. So they looked at the nurse's name tag, and it was Anne Marie, and they ended up naming her Anne Marie, and she has red hair and blue eyes, and her name's Annie, and it was just very fitting for her.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Literally just looked at the name tag and said, okay, this one will work. See you guys later.
Yeah.
Wild.
I think she had a good name.
Yeah, yes. That name was adorable. It works.
Really was perfect.
Yeah. Well, I'll just check out if there's any guy nurses around that have name tags, and there we go. Danielle, you weren't supposed to be named Danielle, though. At least this isn't. This is even crazier.
Yeah, no. So my name was supposed to be Hunter, which my parents, I guess it took them a while to figure that out. And while they were at the hospital, my mom gave birth to me, and my dad said, "Well, it's deer season. You're good here. 4th kid. You're done. I'm going to go ahead and head out and go hunting." So he left my mom at the hospital, went hunting. And then my mom looked at the doctor and said, "Well, what's the most popular girl's name at the time?" And that was Danielle. And that's how I got my name.
Whoa. I mean, it makes sense of why your name would have been Hunter if you were a boy. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yo, is your dad
I'm
still...
I'm a vegetarian now.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Is your dad still alive? Because my wife would kill me if I left her at the hospital.
He is. He's still alive, and he leaves every year on my birthday because I still interfere with deer season.
Oh, wow.
Danielle, you sound bitter about that, but that seems like a whole other thing to unpack. But we love you, Danielle, just so you know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I love you guys, too.
Appreciate it. We're still commercial-free.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline that is trending, and Hannah, you either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Just so you know, there is a Morgan Wallen story somewhere in here.
Oh, okay.
With Memorial Day weekend, is the kickoff of summer. A lot of people making summer s'mores for summer camp. A kid has developed the perfect s'more-making technique, he claims.
What is it?
He says you roast a marshmallow for 2 minutes and 37 seconds over medium heat. You use darker chocolate because it gives it a little bit more flavor. And heat up the graham cracker for 12 seconds. It creates the perfect ratio to graham cracker s'more chocolate meltedness.
I've never heard of heating up the graham cracker. That's genius.
I know. And look at it. Heads down into the second. That's science. Morgan Wallen's grandma did an interview. His grandma. And she revealed some stuff about him. Like even
what?
His nickname.
What?
You want to know his special nickname?
Morgie.
Do you really? Did you just make that up or did you know the interview?
No, I made that up.
That's what she calls him, Mogie.
Oh my God.
Mogie.
Perfect. Yeah, you said Morgie, but he's Mogie.
I love that.
Shut up, you would. I hate Morgan Wallen.
Mogie. I'm going to call him that now.
AB is going to like this answer because AB gave up swearing. Morgan Wallen refuses to swear in front of his grandma. That's what she said.
That's ironic.
Yes, because he's not like that. What's his favorite dish the grandma makes? Corn,
okay. Yeah.
And what's one trait that let's say the best for last. What's one trait Morgan got from your side of the family? And she said, being crazy.
That's an honest response. Yeah. I love that her honesty there.
For summertime, how many cookouts, concert, trips will Americans take for the summer?
A lot. Keep it moving.
All right. Mom wins ultra marathon while breastfeeding.
That is iconic. Let's hear it.
This mom, because moms are just so badass. One of those ultra marathons where you run 62 miles.
Oh!
During the middle of it, she had a six-month-old, had to stop at times and breastfeed, or was even like taking those like active rest breaks and holding the baby while breastfeeding, and was 30 minutes late because of taking care of the baby and still won the ultra marathon.
Wow.
What a boss.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Moms are badasses,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they are.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Commercial free with Nelly. Nelly just symbolizes St. Louis. And taking a ride through North St. Louis, you will be hit with a ton of emotion. It was a week ago today when we were hit by a tornado, and it devastated our community, it devastated our city, and so many of our brothers and sisters and friends and family are still trying to get back up on their feet. And so one of our initiatives, I think, as a radio company and as a radio station, is to help the community when they're in times of need. That Monday after the show, we had so many people call in and share stories of what their fears were, what they went through that day, and how the impact us directly. Like, Alex was out of power. We had trees down in my house. Hannah and I were driving together and we're disconnected from our families and sharing those emotions. And so this has just been an emotional week for so many of us.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I feel like no matter what situation you were in, you feel the like weight of it in your heart, because St. Louis is such a tight-knit community. So even if, you know, your house isn't hurt, you know someone whose house is hurt,
right,
or you know someone that was in a situation, or like even Brett. We weren't there, but we feel guilt that we weren't here.
I was so disconnected from my family. I hated it. Like, I didn't know what was going on with my wife, who's pregnant, two little kids at the house. And I don't know what I would do if I was home in a situation like Superman is going to stop a tornado.
Right.
But you feel like you owe that to your family, your responsibility. And there's so many people whose roofs were damaged. And then the rain came this week, too. And so people are just trying to pick themselves back up on their feet. And we work for a radio station and a company that is committed to the community. KMOX, our sister station, owned by the same company, work in the same building as us, did a huge, huge blitz to raise money. Just saying, hey, if you have it, whatever we'll take. They did $100,000 in one day.
That was awesome.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, they partnered with our friends at Fox 2. They partnered with the Red Cross, and that's awesome. I mean, that's incredible. And we know it's a little dent, but it's a little dent that now is going to help way more than nothing. And it's just the community, again, coming together, continually coming together and giving back to help out. I mean, you talk about, sadly, the businesses that were impacted. You know, we're Forest Park that... And there's still a ton of streets closed because they're still doing tree removal, and it's been a week ago since this tornado.
Trees that have stories and have seen life unfold at Forest Park. Businesses who their whole dreams, their whole life was put into those businesses, trying to get back up on their feet. And people's homes who have memories and Christmases and holidays. And as we get into Memorial Day weekend, barbecues in that backyard, they won't have and maybe never get them back. And like you said, Kevin, it's a small dent to be able to do $100,000 in one day with over 900 individuals who gave for that $100,000, because it's billions of dollars in damages. But we are slowly getting back on our feet, brick by brick, dollar by dollar, this community. One thing that we've learned about St. Louis is it's super, super resilient. And our resiliency has been tested this week. We're still here for you. But St. Louis, we got you. But it's going to be a long journey back to, you know, any type of normalcy. Still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
So honestly, I don't even think I've ever even done a hashtag about Kanye West, just because some of his actions are so disturbing to me. And a lot of the stuff he's done in the past is not even like FCC regulated that I would feel comfortable to talk about. But he just posted this apology online that to me kind of hints that he's turning the page. He wrote on Twitter, "I am done with anti-Semitism. I love all people. God forgive me for the pain I've caused. I forgive those who have caused me pain. Thank you, God." And then he also talked a lot about his kids and wanting to save the world again. And this has been one of his first really kind of apologies he's released. And I don't
know.
Has
it? Because he feels like he apologizes all the time for his mental breakdowns that he has.
I don't know. For some reason, this feels different to me. And maybe I'm just hopeful because I want him to be turning the page and I want him to be moving past some of his actions he's done in the past. So maybe I'm just trying to be hopeful, but I don't know. It kind of spoke volume to me.
Kanye does two things that really, really bother me. One, because there are two things that are really important to me. He constantly blames his mental health for his hurtful actions. I think mental health is a real issue, right? Like, my wife's a mental health therapist. But you can still be held accountable for your actions of your bipolar outbursts that he's been diagnosed with. And so he constantly uses an excuse instead of actually doing the work to get help. And that bugs me. And then he uses religion a lot of times too. And God's important to me too. Like, God help me, please forgive. And I believe in forgiveness too. And I think God forgives. But also, like, you need to be held accountable for your actions. The things he said were extremely hurtful. He ran like a cult at one point was out to like really, really hurt people. And then
now he's sorry.
And this claim of I FaceTimed with my kids, which seems absurd to me. Like, oh, this moment of clarity happened via FaceTime. And to me, it is shows you how scary bipolarism is, because he does struggle with this. And so he does do this. But the problem is he is in the public eye. And I don't think he's doing any of the work that he needs to, which would probably be going somewhere like
to get help
like
for his,
an in-person facility. Yeah, like he needs to be doing the work.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really hard situation because once again, with social media, we don't really know. Like, he could be doing work in the background and we don't know. And maybe he's just not posting it yet. Or, you know, there's a lot of things going on. But clearly, he's been hurt a lot in the past mentally. He's not okay. So I hope there's any sign that he is changing, and I do believe that people can learn from their mistakes. So I don't know if that's just me being naive or faithful or what it is, but for the sake of his own mental health, I want him to be better, and for his kids, I want him to be better.
Right.
And the way he treats other people, because he's done awful, awful things, and I'm not on his team, I'm not on his side, but I am on the side of wanting people to be better and learn from their mistakes.
To recover from the lowest. I agree. I just think those people who are doing the work don't immediately tweet after a FaceTime call. Like, man, that was a great FaceTime call. Let me tweet it. Like, I want to see I want Kanye to disappear from social media for a year and come back like a different person if he's actually doing the work.
I'd be here for that too. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Wow, you say.
What did we say? Especially right before Memorial Day weekend. Everyone's tired, exhausted, trying to get out of town. And then all of a sudden you look back at the week and we try to beep out something we actually said on the show. And we go, what the hell were we thinking? So see if you can guess what was behind this beep. When we road tripped, we went to like Kansas City Barbecue. It was famous Joe's Barbecue. Went there for lunch. And AB legitimately has. What does AB have?
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you know, AB?
I don't know the terminology you used, but I know what I have.
What do you... I know what you have. Do you know what AB has? Find out at 8:49.
What you say?
What the beep did we say? So this is something fun we always do on Fridays. We look back at the week and we go, what the hell did we say on the show? Then we beep out a certain part. Then you see if you can guess it. When we road tripped, we went to like Kansas City Barbecue. It was famous Joe's Barbecue. Went there for lunch. And AB legitimately has. What does AB have?
Mm.
When we road tripped, we went to like Kansas City Barbecue. It was famous Joe's Barbecue. Went there for lunch. And AB legitimately has the world's worst picture of me. Why do you still have it?
I'll never delete it.
It's actually
never being deleted off our Instagram either.
Right.
It's actually her background photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Screen, home screen.
Home screen, yeah.
Desktop computer.
What you say?
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
All right, let's have some fun on a Friday. Let's do Fun Fact Friday. This is where Kevin, the current fact champion, gives a fact. I, as the contender, will give a fact. And then the team votes. Alex, Hannah, and AB are the judges of our interesting facts. You vote which fact you find more interesting, which ones you find more mind-blowing. Kevin is the fact champion. Would you like to go first or second?
I will defer to the challenger, sir. You may go first.
Ooh. All right, guys. Get prepared to be mind-blowing. On Memorial Day weekend, I have a stat about the United States and Russia. A lot of conversations about Russia, United States, and tension. Would you say that 2.5 miles are far distance? You probably run, walk, bear 2.5 miles all the time, Hannah, right?
Yeah.
Not far at all, right?
No.
That's how far Russia is from the United States.
Really?
Ooh.
Yep. United States is only 2.4 miles away from Russia.
That's Alaska there, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's a part of Alaska that it reaches over. So we are only 2.5 miles away from... Everyone is mind blown. I know. You can use that to all your friends and family.
Kevin, you better show up with a good fact. Yeah.
All right, we're only two and a half miles, Kevin.
Yeah. I hope
I had to Google it, too.
I hope you like this fact. This is a Memorial Day fact. Do you guys know how old Memorial Day is, the actual federal holiday?
No.
It's as old as me. Memorial Day is only 53 years old.
Really?
It was originally called Decoration Day. It was established to honor soldiers who died during the Civil War. It was first observed on May 30th, 1868, but it didn't become a federal holiday where it changed Decoration Day to Memorial Day until 1971.
Wow.
Okay, I feel like I have to go with Kevin just because the delivery was great.
No! No!
Alex?
Thank you.
I will say Brett's was kind of crazy. Like, I'm going Brett. Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell people that we're only 2.5 miles away from Russia.
Yeah, and I can't believe I've never heard that ever.
I don't like walking or running half-mile distances. I like to whole numbers. So for that, I'm going with Kevin.
Oh, my God. Wow. You literally could walk your dog to Russia. You know, despite the ocean and all that.
I would do either. We were in Alaska.
I would do 2 miles or I would do 4 miles or 3 miles. I don't like the halves.
Oh, my God. This is the dumbest reason. But it is your reason. Kevin stays the fact champion as we head into Memorial Day weekend with a Memorial Day fact.
That's right.
All right. Congratulations, Kevin. Thank you to the men and women who have served our country and gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country to be able to do Memorial Day and spend it with your friends and family and go to the lake. So we do appreciate you guys.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
What's the best thing someone said to you this week? Man, you get to Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff of summer. You're ready to be on summer break. You're like, let's go. I need a summer vacation to kick off. And so you're just exhausted. And so what we always try to do at the end of the week is do the best thing someone said to you, because it's a great way to kick off your weekend with some positivity. And then Kevin plays the big harp for you, which you can play at your barbecue.
Beautiful.
Soundtrack to your summer. Mm-hmm. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you?
This week, I took my sister to see Anne Juliet the musical at the Fabulous Fox Theater, and the best thing she said was that it was her favorite musical she's ever been to.
All right. You guys have been talking about Anne Juliet since you guys came back from New York and Broadway.
It's funny you say that, because my mom said the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
The favorite one she's ever been to?
Yes. I got to bring my mom and both my sisters, and I feel like it's hard for all four of us to like really be obsessed with a musical, but when we were leaving, we're already looking at tickets to try to go and see it again next week.
I love that.
All right. So from moms to sisters to sons, my best thing is what my son said to me in a text yesterday. He said, "Dad, make sure you pick me up at 11:05. We'll eat out, and then I will help you mow."
Whoa!
Look at that.
Because I'm hungry, and you probably don't want to mow the yard all by yourself.
Aww. Oh, Kev. Your Harm Not Blaze the weekend. Is that what it played? Is it Kev lost?
Wow.
Kev lost it, guys. His Harm started playing the weekend.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
New chorus.
Oh, that killed me. Oh,
you must have been practicing that for a while. You and Jackson must have done a little collab on that.
Yeah, you guys sort of tuned in the harp a little different, huh?
Wow.
All right.
That was the best thing that's happened to me.
Yeah, what's the best thing someone said to you?
You know, recently I have been working out, doing personal training sessions with my buddy Tim, Coach Tim. He's great. And I've been doing twice a week. And earlier this week I walked into True Fusion and all the people were there, like, at the front desk, they greet you, whatever, and they all were like, it might have been a little bit of sarcasm, but I think they were serious about it. They were like, there he is. We can tell. Look, you've been working out with Coach Tim. You can tell a difference. You can really see.
This guy's getting wedding ready.
So I'm getting wedding ready, and you know, the fact that the folks at the gym noticed it, I'll take it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was said to me is just, My family's going to grow from 2 to 3, and watching the sibling dynamic is one of my favorite things, is to see my son and my daughter. And I was laying my son down to bed, who's 4. I put him to bed, and as we're getting ready to fall asleep, he just looks at me and goes, "Dad, I love Emerson so much." And I think it's the cutest thing to see their relationship. And I'm really excited for the family to turn into a family of 3, just the knowing that sibling bond that they have. Mm-hmm. And it only continues to grow. So the fact that he loves his sister that much and he constantly is thinking about her. And we're at the park. It was kind of a twofer. She was like swinging on something and she needed help getting down, and I was going over to help her, but he ran over and he goes, "Emerson, I got you, and I will never drop you. I will always be there for you." And so it's really cool to see them bond together, and I'm excited to see the family of 2, the siblings of 2, turn to siblings of 3, and we'll be outnumbered and we're screwed. That is a fact.
You want the blinded by the light.
Yeah, you're blinded by the light for that part. Thanks for the heart, Kev.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.